Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Michigan announcing yesterday that there will be help coming for Benton Harbor. That they are going to scrape together the money to replace the lead pipes in Benton Harbor. This is after, I believe it's been now 18 months of some ugly test results showing higher than normal and unacceptably high, according to federal standards, levels of lead. What does this mean for Benton Harbor? As critics are saying, it's good that this is happening, but believe it's too little too late, an awkward case of deja vu for the Whitmer administration. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne joining us with more on what's being done. Hi, Marie.
Hello, Guy. Well, for years, people in Benton Harbor have wondered if their water was safe to drink. Many claimed it was not, and after three consecutive years of lead in water results that exceeded state and federal levels, the city and environmental groups and others are now asking the federal government to review their plight. A petition for assistance has been filed with the EPA, and Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist says the money will be found to replace 2,400 lead pipes in that city. Whitmer recently signed a budget bill with a $10 million appropriation for Benton Harbor lead pipe replacement. Now, that is faster than the prior plan to budget $20 million over 5 years for the removal of the removal process. Many of Benton Harbor residents say they were not told this water was not safe to drink. People long ago should have been told about the water, that it was unsafe to drink, by the governor. That's according to the Reverend Edward Pinckney. He's the president of the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. He's also holding the State Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, and Benton Harbor's mayor responsible. Since September 30th, the State Department of Health and Human Services has delivered more than 33,000 cases of bottled water to city residents. People have had to wait in long lines for 4 hours, in fact, to get that water. In some cases, the water ran out before everyone got some. It also has distributed hundreds of water filters, but early efforts have been criticized as not doing enough to tell people how to install those devices correctly and then encourage them to install the filters. The mayor of Benton Harbor is Marcus Mohammed. He is also criticized for not warning the public about the water, although he says the city's been working on that problem. The Senate GOP plan for spending $600 million in federal dollars on statewide lead replacement faces a Senate hearing on Wednesday, Guy. So this is a hot story that is going to be developing over the next several weeks.
Yeah, you mentioned the Reverend Pinckney, and he's been so vocal on this. And there are just so many parallels between this and Flint. By the way, I had to just chuckle, even though there's something funny about this. On the network news 2 nights ago, they said Benton Harbor, which is very close to Flint,
yeah,
showing
what's
a map. Someone needs to send them a map. But Reverend Pinckney said that he thinks that even the language that the state is using has shortcomings. He says that they're recommending bottled water out of, quote, an abundance of caution. He says, don't say that. Mm-hmm. Tell the people the truth that the drinking water is unsafe. There's mm-hmm. Cindy Roper, who's with the Natural Resources Defense Council, who was one of the filers of this petition. She says, look, prior to this petition, people continued to consume high levels of lead, and nothing was happening before September 9th. There is just an eerie sense of deja vu with this. If anything, you would have thought that the Whitmer administration and the state environmental officials would have overreacted to this in the wake of what happened in Flint, and that doesn't seem to be the case.
You would have thought, right? Now, you know, we will say, you know, there was obviously a full court press, you know, yesterday at the or earlier this week at this press conference with the lieutenant governor. But the what you mentioned about people drinking this water for the last 3 years, even though they were seeing these excessive levels of lead in the water, they were saying they were not being told it was bad to drink. And when you think again of children drinking that water and everything that that means, I mean, you cannot recover from lead poisoning. That's what's so difficult about this entire story is you don't recover from lead poisoning. So the question is, why weren't people told earlier? Why weren't people why wasn't the water just brought in then and people told, don't drink your water? Get the community involved, the religious organizations involved, tell their congregations, don't drink the water. A lot of questions here.
Yeah, there are. And yet again, you know, residents who have suffered through this feeling that they just weren't heard. And that's a sad situation. Hopefully they'll be able to scrape together the money. And we should also point out there are still lead pipes in other parts of the state of Michigan,
yes.
Marie, and it needs to be addressed. They need to be removed and replaced. And thanks to our friends in Flint, and also in Lansing, they have discovered some very cost-effective ways of doing that is much cheaper than it used to be, say, 5 to 10 years ago. So we hope that they can initiate that.
Well, as we said, the Senate GOP plan has $600 million in federal dollars on a statewide lead line replacement plan, and that faces a hearing next Wednesday. So we'll see what happens with that.
And good on them. Thanks so much, Marie. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.